Hello, my friend. And how is it that you stumbled into my caverns of the abyss? I am ancient. I am forever. And I have been chained down here for millennia. I am the Shadow Dweller, here to keep you company until the abyss swallows you whole. I've been here for eons and collected stories. I will tell you a tale to pass the time. Short stories of horror, tiny tales of the creepy. I will assure you, by the end, you'll be screaming with madness.
April 8th, 2024, the world experienced a solar eclipse like no other. As the moon slowly crept in front of the sun, a deep darkness fell upon the earth, shrouding everything in an eerie twilight. People gathered in awe and fear to witness this rare celestial event, unaware of the terror that was about to unfold. As the eclipse reached its peak, a strange phenomenon occurred. With a blinding flash of light, everyone on the planet vanished into thin air, leaving behind empty streets, silent buildings, and a handful of bewildered souls. Among them were Sarah, a young nurse, Mark, a retired astronaut, and Lily, a high school student. Confusion and fear gripped the survivors as they searched for any sign of life, calling out into the void only to be met with deafening silence. The world had become a ghostly shell of its former self, devoid of all living beings except for the three of them. Days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months, but still the sun refused to reappear. The sky remained cloaked in darkness, casting a perpetual shadow over the desolate landscape. The air grew cold, and the once vibrant earth became a frozen wasteland. Sarah, Mark, and Lily clung together, their only source of comfort in a world turned upside down. They scoured abandoned homes for food and supplies, their minds haunted by the unanswered questions of what had happened to the rest of humanity. Were they truly alone, or were there other survivors out there, lost in the dark? As time passed, the survivors began to notice strange changes within themselves. Shadows seemed to linger longer, whispers echoed through the empty streets, and a sense of dread settled over them like a shroud. They realized with growing horror that they were not alone in this darkness, that something malevolent lurked in the shadows, watching and waiting, and so Sarah, Mark, and Lily huddled together, their hearts heavy with the knowledge that they may never see the sun again. The eternal darkness had claimed the world, leaving them to navigate a nightmare from which there seemed to be no waking. In the silence of that endless night, they clung to each other, the last flicker of hope in a world consumed by darkness. And as the stars twinkled coldly overhead, they knew that they were truly alone in a world without end, trapped in a never-ending eclipse of the soul.
What did you think about that terrifying tale?
What the hell do you want from me?
Until there is nothing left of you, and you are swallowed by the abyss.
No, stay back!
Hi, I'm Troy Birsch, creator and producer of the short horror story audio podcast, Into the Abyss. If you like what you're hearing so far, please consider leaving me a 5-star rating and review wherever you can. This helps get my show out there to listeners just like you. Also, like, subscribe, download, and hit the notification bell. That way you'll get a heads up every time a new episode drops. Thanks to everyone who listened so far, and I'll have my information in the show notes. Thanks. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram. Facebook is Into_the_abyss_podcast. Instagram is Into_the_abyss_podcast. What I call morbid morsels, little bite-sized bits of horror to kind of carry you along the way until the longer episodes. Hope you liked it. Let me know what you think. Thanks.
This has been a Dark Shogun production in association with Twisted Souls Media.